Okay, Jim, go ahead.
Brexit. What does that mean? What's going to happen?
Oh, what happened is they voted to leave the European Union, and they were so clever and witty, they called it Mixed Britain and Exit, and they called it Brexit. Isn't that the silliest thing? That's what it is.
Well,
what happened is they voted to leave.
And what is the implication of that in the world as you see
it? They're no longer going to be a part of the European Union, and France is also leaving. Scotland wants to stay, and they may go back into the European Union, but it's not going to last because they're going to lose all their capacity and funding, because without their central bank capacity, there's nothing to hold the euro. And without a currency, there's no reason, good reason, within trade. Because, see, you're going to be trading in the European Union with money that doesn't apply. It's kind of like doing business with Canada now. What's the point?
is this a significant event, or is just a tiny little blip in the overall picture?
It changes the fabric of history as you know it.
Is that important?
Yes.
If you're interested in history, yes.
Jim, we've done a lot on Brexit tonight, so you're just getting a quick wrap up. But basically, Britain takes over again. Britannia rules once more. It's going to be stronger
than
Europe.
Britannia. That's exactly right.
They'll be stronger than ever. Is that what you're saying?
Fuck with the Queen a little bit harder and see what happens to you.
The Queen wanted this to happen, and it's going to be to her advantage.
That son of a bitch Cameron going to Buckingham Palace and telling the Queen how the milk got in the coconut. By God, we're going to miss him, ain't we?
I guess.
Gone.
Is this in any way a similar expression as the candidacy of Trump?
Yeah, but of course. But we're going to play it that way just because he needed a little bump. Because the FBI and the Loretta Lynch thing isn't enough to do Hillary in. It should be, but it's not. Bless her heart.
Did you just say you're going to give Trump a bump, Ion?
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to see if we can convince Monica Lewinsky to come see if she can get Hillary to nut or not. And that'll be the femme fatale. It'll be the end of it all. If she can intercede twice of pitching and catching in the air of the apparent hypocrisy.
Yeah, Jim, Trump's got it. Here's the news tonight. Trump's going to make a really good deal with Putin and wipe out the terrorists. That's what's coming.
You're so funny, Bob. Yes. A really good deal. That's just what Trump would say. We're going to make really good deals. We're going to make great deals. We're just going to, I don't know anything about anything. I don't care about anything. I just make great deals. I'm just going to make a great deal of deals.
I got social skills, okay? I got social skills.
It's good. We're only going to deal with the only people that have been very nice to us. If they're not very nice to us, then they're not going to be good to them. And so there you go.
Is that going to work?
For whom?
For the universal reality.
No, that's nuts, Jim. There is no universal reality, Jim.
How about the universal unreality?
Is that the planetary subgenius then?
No, it's the unreality super genius.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
funny.
Jim, get a good question in.
Give me a hint.
Watermelon, tourmaline, and opal.
But, Jim, what did we talk to Peter about? What's one of those issues? If you can remember our conversations.
The way we were last time I talked with Ion, we were talking about McLuhan and his analysis and in the dynamic that was going on about communications actually creating reality in a sense.
It creates the reference, and then you use the
reference
to establish a bias. And the bias is what you gauge. Is it real or not? Is it true or not? Is it true, meaning as in comparison to plumb and square? We've done a great deal with plumb and square, which more has to do more with the days of your life than many other conversations that you run into, because you're all gauging what's live and what's Memorex even now.
Okay, Jim, ask about that guy that channels, has that technology, told me about a year or so ago. Ask about that guy's technology.
we have an associate who's got a device. It's a bed. You lie down in it. You get energetic waves. And his argument is that the universe is filled with light and that information is a force like gravity, and that when information crosses light, that's what creates the thing known as energy mass.
That's on DirecTV. That's not his work. That's DirecTV.
Well, when you say it's on DirecTV...
You mean it's content on DirecTV? It's a show? Or DirecTV itself, Ion?
Yes,
no, you mean a show.
And then both, and that's what it represents, too.
So why is this guy claiming he's
channeling? And the light that you see from that reference is an infrasequency, and that frequency tells you that Donald Trump on the Clinton News Network is actually running for president of the United States. I know. It's hard to believe. It's hard to believe.
But is this guy channeling information?
It has about 400 channels, but if you get the pay stations and the movie channels, it's closer to 600 channels.
Right, that's DirecTV. This man that Jim's talking about, he claims to be channeling these new technologies. Is that a fact?
Well, if he's got batteries in his remote control, everybody's a channeler, I guess.
So he's taking the ideas from a TV show.
Yes, well, what the TV does. He one time listened to Marshall McLuhan, and that's been the death of him, the ridiculousness of getting to one more time. Well, Marshall has ruined the world. Bob, how much do you think you could pay him to go burn the coach house and call it a day?
Never mind. Okay, next question, Jim, or more about that technology if you're not satisfied.
I understand the point that's being made. This is a package of technologies, of which that's only one, the one I described. It's supposedly, according to him, they've got the ability to generate pretty much unlimited energy through the same approach. I'd like to know what channel on DirecTV the program was so I can look it up and then tell them, hey, you know, it's already out here.
What was the number, Ion?
123.
Channel 123. Jim.
123. What time or what date, or is it just on there all the time?
It's pay-per-view. It's a great information technology because you can watch it whenever you watch it. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So,
hey, you know what would be even better? Somebody should invent Hulu. Oh, wait. No, they did that already. So,
right.
Okay, what's another question? Jim, another question.
Benghazi.
I am interested in knowing more about this technology. Now, you're saying it's all on 123 on DirecTV, so I guess I have to go there first. I'm very interested in knowing more about what this political dynamic that's going on. I see it, you know, going on in the U.S. It seems to be going on in Europe. Seems to have some kind of a presentation going on in Asia. What is the general underlying dynamic that we're going through here?
Removing India as a power.
Who wants India removed, Ion?
The force that's working this conundrum.
China.
He's so deductive. That Bob is just the brightest bulb in the chandelier.
The mountain versus India. That makes sense. That makes sense, Jim. I'll talk to you later. But here's the thing,
Bob,
is the...
trouble you start talking smack, Benghazi.
Hey, Ion, back in the 10, 15 years ago, the Evergreen said, watch the rise of the Vox Populi, V-O-X-P-O-P-U-L-I, the voice of the people. Is that what we're witnessing now? The rise of the voice of the
misspoke.
People?
But he misspoke. He's actually talking about the VIX, the Volatility Index.
The VIX Populi. Yeah, I know about
that. There you go.
Yeah. No, but is it in general, is that Evergreen prediction we're witnessing now across the planet, the Vox
Lord
Populi?
Oh, Lord, suffering kids. Michael Blake Reed. Call it a day.
Yeah, no. You can't go with it?
No, it's all right. We don't care. He's dead. Who gives a fuck? Go ahead.
No. Well, this Vox Populi, is that what we're witnessing?
Yes, a bit. A version of it. A version.
Is this being orchestrated by the mountain for other purposes?
Didn't say.
That means it is, Jim. The mountain. Look to the mountain, Jim.
Okay, now, just before you called, I was listening to the radio, and there's a physicist on talking about an infinite number of universes. Is that a meaningful concept?
Well, it's in it's what we said to Connie and Bob day two, so yeah, I guess. All they've done is listen to us play the piano a little bit on the How Ionic dot and read my book, Bill Bullshit website thingy thing, or the Dukes of Hazzard, or what is it, Dukes of Hazzard, or the non-physical dope-a-dope, and the nose-nose, and the rich
TV
nose, and
charm.
The charm-nator, charm,
and what
yeah.
The fuck is Califia doing? Where the fuck is Califia? We haven't heard from him
making
years.
Making money. Working hard for the money.
Back to you, Jim.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to say, I better have to go off because I'm driving.
It doesn't matter. Stop the car.
Yeah, I'm in a crowd. Anyway.
Well, then don't engage in a golden shower right now. It wouldn't be safe.
Nah, I gotcha. All right, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it.
Indeed.
So you'll have one more conspiracy question, Jim. What happened to your father? Yeah, ask about what happened to your father in his newspaper career.
Oh, okay. I'll ask you that. What happened to my father in his newspaper career?
It's turbulent.
Turbulent? I don't think that's accurate.
You can't play in a world where Gannett's not driving.
What's that? What's Gannett?
A publisher.
Oh, yeah, Gannett, G-A-N-N-E-T. Yeah, Gannett. You know about them, Jim?
Yeah. Pardon?
They're a powerful publisher, Gannett?
Yeah, they're very powerful. They got a lot of presence here in D.C., and their headquarters are right here in D.C., just actually just across the river. Big, powerful newspaper. And information empire.
And you're drawing Jim's attention to them?
It's what happened to his father's career.
Okay, that's good. That's good, because he didn't like them very much.
And it was likewise, I'm sure.
I think so. That's about my questions for the moment, Bob.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Don't run over the rabbit.
What did you say, Ayn?
Don't run over the rabbit.
Don't run over the rabbit. Yeah, okay.
Dude.
All right, let's go back to the list here.
It's so funny. He's driving the car, but actually the car is driving him.
That's right. I got it. Okay, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Is that you, Bert? Did I just unmute you?
Yes. Hey, Bob.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi,
Bert. Well, hey, Bert. Hey. We've been missing you. Where have you been?
Yeah, missing you, too. I've been around. Been around.
Have you?
You know,
are
I'm
you
around.
I like round. I like round. What part of your body do you want to talk about today?
I don't want to talk about. Okay, I don't want to talk about my body, but I want to talk little bit about muscle.
Why?
I don't want to talk about.
Okay. You stand your ground. You stand your ground on your solid feet and your aligned spine, and you just get to work, Bert.
Thank you.
You know, I got your forehead.
Thank you. I don't want to go there at this time.
We like it there, though. We like it there, though. But go ahead.
Okay, but look.
We'll give you one ass pass today, just because.
Ass pass. Okay. Ayan, I've been looking at the Titanic isometric force of muscles.
Okay.
Is that changing?
Talk about your body.
No, I'm not talking about my body. I'm talking about everyone who's using RNA drops. Everyone's noticing a change in their muscles. And I found something with the Titanic isometric force. Is that changing with the RNA drops?
Yes. It's changing your body. Oh, wait, we're talking about your body again. Yes. Now, what you're doing is you're changing the way your body holds water in your muscle, and that's because you're changing the way you're processing lactic acid and you don't get sore, but other people do. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you say yeah, but no, wait, sorry. I thought you didn't want to talk about your body.
I don't. I'm ready to go to my next question. I was just listening to your explanation.
Well, then we have to answer your first question. Your first question first is the drops are changing the way you store water in your meat sack body. So when you pump it up, That's what stays. It's actually just the memory in the water that's holding that muscle, as opposed to what you call fat. Now, we like fat. Y'all don't like fat. We don't understand it, but it's the silliest thing ever. It's kind of like taking the gas tank off of your car and thinking you're going to do something. But we understand you want this Adonis-y looking, perfect looking, something. But we don't care. Whatever. As long as you're nutting, it don't matter to us. But the whole point of this little position is how your body's in muscles, we would say endemically, not so much isometrically, but endemically, it is able to achieve a higher status of in the lipids. It changes the way the muscle tension release is applicated. Tension release is activated. So your recovery is almost non-existent. A lot of people take recovery products at the end. You find you don't need recovery. You can always use more protein, but you're a protein whore from way back here. Oh, no, there we are talking about your body again. Sorry. Anyhow, there applies to how fast your hair grows, how fast your fingernails grow, and the strength of your fingernails, like you can use it like a screwdriver. Oh, that's about your body again. Sorry. We weren't going to talk about that. Okay, so now it comes back into the cravings in your nighttime when you go to bed in your sleepy time. This is your question. We'll move into the next question next. But this question is, you lay in the bed and you think about something to eat. What would you desire if you're thinking about something you want to eat in the nighttime?
You got me on that, Ian, because I don't think about eating.
Good. Well, that's good, but think about it, though, because you're going
to
wake up.
Let me say this to that.
Yes.
I'm telling people that because of the enhanced absorption of their food with the completement formulas, they might not need as much to eat. So if
right.
you eat what you used to eat, maybe that's part of the little weight gain that some people have been having. And Bert said, yeah, I don't need to eat as much, and I'm eating half as much. What do you think of this high absorption of our food now?
It is good. It is good. But we say that the way there's no nutrition in the food anyway, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. You should be able to eat 100,000 calories a day and still not gain weight. We're not talking about weight. We're talking about if there's no nutrition, your body's just processing it through. There shouldn't be an achievable gain. It is absorbing more. And if you're talking about more mass, as far as mass, denser mass is heavier, we'll give you that. Mm-hmm. That's okay. But in a simpler phase, it'll soon, your words are not wrong. Your words are fine. But in a moment, you're going to change your metabolism to the point where you can eat any damn thing you want to, period. And it have no effect. It only takes the part that you want. And if you don't eat anything at all, that's okay, too. But what we're very interested in is when you go to bed, and if you wake up at night and think, I want Cinnabon, or I want Leopard's ice cream, or I want a Snicker bar, or I want green drink, or I want something salty, or popcorn, or something, that's a telltale thing of where you are in this process. Because whether you admit it or not, you do. Sometimes it's thirsty, maybe like a Gatorade-type drink or an orange juice, something, a tomato juice, some type of different thing. Pay very close attention to things if you did wake up. Maybe get up to go pee or something like that and go, gosh, you know what? Chocolate milk just sounds delicious right now. We're not saying go necessarily go have chocolate milk in the middle of the night. Heavens to Betsy, Dr. Dean would never allow that. But anyhow, if she did, it would be okay. But the point is that you have to come to some knower. You don't even know why you would have such a thought or construct. But I'm just saying, pay attention to it, and it might give you some driving things as far as your handling lactic acid and the way in dairy, the lactic acid in dairy, because that's a critical point that your body has to shift to completely absorb lactic acid, because that's a kind of a deal breaker.
Okay, I not at night, but I've been craving ice cream a lot, man, just in the last month.
Well, we want to know about at night. We know what you do in the daytime.
Okay. Well, night.
Be careful, you're going to talk about your body. You're going to talk about your body if you keep going, so be careful.
Actually, I'm ready to go to the next question, actually.
Okay.
Can we go?
Can we go? Is it going to be about your body now?
No, it's not at all.
The last one wasn't about your body at all, so that's good.
Stop it, Ion. You leave him alone.
We touched on it. Hey, Ion. Okay, you ready? Okay, look.
Yeah.
You mentioned that the circadian rhythm is changing. Is that due to the extension of the poles?
No, it's extension of you. Poles aren't changing. You're changing.
But the poles have already extended.
Right, so you're catching up to it. That's the point.
So that goes to your answer. You were talking to Alyssa about we are adjusting to the skies.
Yeah.
That's related to that. Okay, is there a limit to the extension of the poles of the planet, or is it unlimited?
No, you are the only limit. You are the only limit.
Okay.
You are the limit.
Hey, Bert, I got a question. Hey, Ion, is it accurate to describe you the way McLuhan would describe a new environment? Are you a new environment, a new technology?
Let's say no. We are the resonant voice of the age-old knowing that presently was unknown.
How long was it unknown? When did the unknowing begin?
Ever.
Since
the fall.
Since the fall.
How long were you falling? Forever. How long were you falling? Forever.
So this is a very rare knowing that you represent.
Well, you fell at the beginning of time.
And you're the solution. You're the anti-environment, the counter-environment
to
that fall.
You are the answer to the eternity, the one without time.
And I set this up.
I caused this.
I caused this.
A time.
Bert, help me out here.
Yeah. You and me, I caused it.
Canceling capacitor. Time canceling capacitor.
Did you say ion is?
Time.
You are.
I'm a canceling capacitor, Carol. CC.
Is that just Bob?
B. Mark that.
B-O-B. Bob.
True that.
805. 805.
True that.
Yep.
True that. True
back
that,
you, Bert.
True that.
Ion, since the spring, I've noticed something really peculiar orange with the sun. And 2 weeks ago, at like 5 o'clock in the morning, it was almost like the sun was coming up, but it was actually orange type clouds to the west that had the whole sky was bright.
Yeah, it was a refraction.
A refraction.
The light, it comes from the east most mornings. Sometimes it changes, but most mornings the sun rises in the east.
And of course.
So if you're facing the east, how did you see clouds in the west?
Okay, so that was the reflection coming, because I noticed it was coming from the west in the clouds.
Now, there's a test. Okay, if you're at Maui and you're facing south, okay, and the wind is hitting you in the face, what direction is the wind blowing?
It's blowing north.
Got it. Okay, if you're watching the sun rise in the east and there are clouds that are illuminated in the west, where are the clouds in perspective to you?
In the west.
Behind you.
Okay, I'm facing the east. Okay, yes, behind me, yes. All right.
Okay, that's the answer to that's the refraction. It's behind you.
So there was nothing special, but it just seemed weird. I've never seen that before.
Well, it can be special. It certainly is all right special. There's all kinds of crazy shit that you don't see. I mean, have you ever looked in your rearview mirror?
Not all the time, no.
There you go. You try that one time. It's fun, really. You'll see.
Okay. I have two more questions, Ion.
Okay, we have lots of answers.
Okay, you mentioned about the thymus gland changing. Is that related to the circadian rhythm changing?
No.
You mentioned in April, you mentioned something different about exhalation, that it was dehydrolyzation. Is that new?
Yep. Yeah, well, it is for y'all. It's not for us, but yeah.
It's new for everyone. Okay, is that exclusive to everyone who's taking RNA drops?
We could say yes, but everybody else will notice it too. See, they're fixing to change AFib. They're fixing to change myocardial infarctions. All that shit's fixing to change. The whole thing is going to be done from a smear of blood and a scan. And when you get rid of heart disease altogether, if you're going to hang around, your pump gets better. And it has to do with all the treatment of the pericardium. That's what's changing, and all that's going to be done and easy. That's why we don't make any reference at all to heart disease or thick heart or aortal fucked up shit, whatever, whatever, whatever. Forget all that crap. You're not going to die of that no more anyway. But there's no attention to that because that whole hypertension thing, because now you're having to eat salt now. God, Carolyn's telling you put damn salt in your water. Cardiologists should have a nervous bust out. Said, just drinking salt water? Are you nuts? You can't have that much salt. You'll be hypertensed in the next Jerusalem. And she's telling you do it every damn day because you ain't got no salt in your system. So you ain't going to go against Dr. Dean. So the point is all that's changing. You're supposed to have some salt. You're supposed to. Now, yeah, and you can have enough iodine to kill you, too, but we don't care about that. Take all you want. It doesn't make you different. But, I mean, we like Himalayan sea salt or something that costs $10,000 a pound. We don't care. Good old kosher salt goes a long damn way. It's clean. It's good. It's salt. It's all right. As long as it's salty, it's good stuff. So all that's changing. So when that changes, then you won't talk about it anymore. Thank God.
Yeah, so you're saying Carolyn's a fraud. Carolyn's a present-day fraud with all her old rearview mirror knowledge. And we're waiting for her to catch up to what I'm doing, right, Ian?
No, we're saying that she's telling people to do the thing everyone else is saying don't do. They're saying you eat one spoon of salt and a glass of red wine, you're dead as a hammer.
That's pretty good, Carolyn. So Carolyn says all the wrong stuff.
And people are doing it and they're living. It's amazing.
Bob Marshall at Toronto Restaurant. These hoity-toity people. Every now and then Bob Marshall go, blah! Right at the restaurant. We were gross.
Yeah, it was very fun.
Did that violate your sense of Vessel Goodman kind of decorum?
We like Vessel Goodman at all.
That's what I just said. You're a little neurotic about that, aren't you?
We are. As far as neuroses go, we are.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Bert.
I'm finished, Bob.
Well, Bert and I want to know one thing. Or maybe it's Chad and I. Air plants. I got a bunch of little cute little air plants root. Do they come from another world?
No.
Because they don't have roots.
They don't need roots. See, they don't need roots. They naturally pull their moisture and all their nutrition just from the air, which is great fun. And if you want to put it like on a little, like some of the peanuts, the styrofoam peanuts, that's good. Mm-hmm. Or even a little vermiculite, just lay it in there, and that's all you got to do.
I have them all over my lava rocks. So anyway, they're not from other worlds, Chad. They just draw their moisture from the air.
But that's a beautiful thing. Now, the better question is how can air just sustain this plant that has to have food and water and nutrition and all that kind of stuff? It's the same thing that Bob's proving when he started taking the RNA drops. He doesn't need to eat. He doesn't need to sleep. He doesn't need to do anything except watch porn and talk on the TV. He has to watch porn and talk on the TV. That's all he has to do.
Talk on the TV.
Right. Talk on the TV.
That's what your computer is, a TV screen.
I just watch porn.
Here's a Bruce Lipton type of question. Bruce Lipton tells us the subconscious is a million times more powerful than the conscious, which is why most of our day is on autopilot and why we can think of a conundrum before going to bed and the subconscious will work on it overnight and have the answer for the morning. So where does he go wrong in that theory?
Okay. The subconscious, it's inverted. It's all in the real, the dirty here and now. The sweet mind by takes care of itself. Yes, things are already worked out from the essence of creation, but you don't like it like that. You like to prefer. You like to choose. So you tear down the perfect castle just to see if you can put it back together again. So you're solving the problem. No, you're causing an already solved problem, and the sub-genius in you finds an anomaly that you have to unquench the desire to bequeath. Unquench.
Yeah, you bring up the subgenius. Shall we call Reverend Stang? And would you like to leave Stang a new message?
Not yet, because he's so fragile. He's so fragile.
He's getting fragile?
He's very fragile.
Oh, well, speaking of fragile, did you know that our former distributor got divorced? His wife finally decided that she'd had enough.
On June 22nd.
But Bob offered her that conclusion years ago, so she should have taken it then.
Our lawyer also told us that the IRS is actively spanking him.
Of course, as it should be.
Okay, so I want to bring in Susanna.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Ion.
Hey, hello, Susanna.
Hi. And I want to ask about time.
We are high.
You're muted, Bob.
You go high. He says, yeah, we are. They're high. Stoned.
Oh, okay.
Naturally.
Gotcha. Okay, trying to get a perspective on no time, that means everything is all at once. Is there any example of that that I can go to for reference?
Okay, easy. The Dead Sea Scrolls, King James Version of the Bible, the pyramids at Giza, and a sample of the water in New Orleans at the Lake Pontchartrain. They're all equal in the same.
They're all equal in stating the facts? Is that what you mean, Ion?
In saying that there is no time. Because all those things are right now. And all those things were, but they came from different places and different times, but they're not. They're all now.
Is a key part
present.
Ion, if you want to define being ascended, it's someone who truly feels, lives, and acts within the intuition or the knowing that there's no time. Is that a major marker between the little man and the ascended?
We would say yes, but see, the little man lives without time too. You just apply it. Because what you're applying is a lie. We could tell you a lie and you're living a goddamn lie and you can just live forever in a lie. But it's still a lie. It's your lie, but you can lie in a lie. So, okay. And you don't have to tell a lie. A lie will tell itself. It's I.
Okay, so there's no negative anywhere. So what is pain?
The absence of control.
All right.
Is no time the same as knowing everything?
No going ape shit, did you say?
No. If once suspended, is it correct to say once we are aware again and have our becoming and our
is that
aware of no time?
Is that reaware? Okay.
Reaware, yes.
Reaware, Mark. Bob, you might need that.
Reaware, what's that, underwear? Reaware.
Now, that's when you turn your underwear inside out and wear it the next day. That's reaware.
It's the name of a new product.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. No, but good.
Reaware. Okay, so once we're reaware and we are ascended, well aware of our ascended status, we know, and we can just pull knowing from everywhere, anywhere, when we want to know. Is that the same as no time, as being aware of no time?
Well, we would say no, it's not the same as no time, but it certainly engages no time. Okay. Is the cake the oven? Hello?
Okay. Yes.
No, is the cake the oven?
No.
Can you cook a cake in the shape of an oven?
Yes.
Okay. Does the cake bake in the oven?
Yes.
Does the oven have a say in how the cake comes out?
No.
Okay. And yet, the amount of heat and application in that environment that it is can control the brownness or the doneness or the effortless, you would say, speed of the process of becoming cake. Okay, that's
yes.
timing. So mm-hmm. you're asking, is the unaware timelessness of time the same as the oven and the cake? And we say no, but they are connected intrinsically. The mm-hmm. cake and the oven can coexist. But once you take timeless experience in a timing extravaganza, that's how you all show up at the same cash flow payday, rip-rop, the Johnny Rockets Revolution Hour, or whatever Bob's calling his shit today, then you can know that you are co-mingling eternities, or the plural. That may be a more dynamic way to lay it out for you.
Co-mingling eternities. You
yeah.
said there were more than one eternity, so co-mingling
yeah,
eternities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, and then that's how you can have different outcomes. Because who in the world would actually go to bed and wake up and think that Donald Trump's going to be president of the United States? It's the craziest thing ever, ever, ever. But, boy, it sure looks good today.
And so when you're saying commingling eternities, are you talking about the different people as eternal beings commingling?
No,
or are
we're
you
taking
talking-
different eternities. Different sets of eternities at the same time, and that can be other people, but then you can have other worlds. Then you have some eternities where people are not. You can have an eternity where your grandma's dead. Well, no, my grandma's not dead, but you could have an eternity without it. You can have dads who were have eternities before they were dads. What? See? So now mm-hmm. these lining up of this experience of everything that is, you're an uncle and a son and a brother and a mom and a dad and a sister and a niece and a lover and a fisher and a sower and a, you know, baker and a candlestick maker or whatever you are. All those can entwine and are intertwined.
And that's because we... are
you have transcendentally
creator.
Moved, you know, you've transcendentally moved outside the boundaries that time placed on a little man's perspective.
Hmm.
Boy, that was clear as mud, wasn't it, Bob?
And is that a function of moving...
He's eating again. Maybe we'll catch him. We'll talk to Bob when he goes to wash his hands. Watch this. This will be great. You'll like it. He'll try to play it off, but we'll get them washing them hands. You just know it's coming. It's coming. Don't worry.
Yeah, that was good. The,
okay,
whatever
so then,
you said.
To take that a little bit further, so is that a representation, what you described, of moving within the angel diagram in 14 degrees of freedom?
Yep.
Once the lotus flower is open?
It explains pitch and yaw perfectly.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Okay.
Good.
Okay, and lots of discussion about artificial intelligence and how
that
applies.
It has more to do with lecithin. It has more to do with lecithin.
Lecithin. That's
yep.
in milk?
Lecithin, asked Dr. Dean.
But my question is, the artificial intelligence is artificial knowing, if you will. But
no, it isn't.
No? So is
no,
it
there's no artificial intelligence. It's either dumb as dirt or it's knows, not artificial.
So
it's like artificial sex. What's artificial sex?
Oh, so that's what Susanna has had all the time. So masturbation is not artificial sex. It's just as good as the real sex.
Well, yeah, as long as you're nutting, it's all right with us.
It doesn't matter how you're ejaculating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the question I want to ask is about artificial intelligence when it's connected to devices versus the knowing and being able to pull out.
It's not connected to devices. It's not connected to devices. The reason that you have self-driving cars is because you don't want to drive the car.
Mm-hmm.
And you're so smart. You're such a marvelous creator. You can create a car that drives you. Well, bam. You can also make a country club that you can be adjoined to, too. You can grow a food that you like. You can find frankincense that eludes you. You can... create high blocks that bring back oasis in the middle of a burning sand. You can do all kinds of things. Master thing.
Okay, Susanna, I just want to interrupt for a minute. Is that you, Dee Dee?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
All right. You want to talk to Paul Shockley or anything about those issues? Ask Ian. Go ahead.
Well, that was an interesting invitation. Good morning, Ian, and nice to hear from
honey.
You, Bob.
Hello, Dee Dee.
Yes, hello. Yeah, Bob texted me and said, talk to Paul Shockley. So I called in.
No, Lord. That's so sad.
But he's not Paul Shockley anymore, from what I understand. He's got a whole new MO.
I know. Imagine that. How shocking.
Yeah.
Or I guess it would not be shocking. It would be less Shockley. How less Shockley is that?
Perfectly less Shockley.
Yeah, perfectly less Shockley. So,
yeah.
So ask
a question to Paul, Dee Dee. Just start talking to Paul.
You don't have to be.
Well,
you don't have to be from that. Ask anything you want to ask. Any crazy thing you want. Because there's lots of people that do this. So do your.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've tuned into a Bob show. It's great to be here. There's so much going on. I mean, gosh, I don't even know where to start for the question.
Well, don't
well,
worry.
No, ask...
We'll offend you sooner or later, so it's all right. Just hang on.
That's okay. I can handle the pressure. Well, if I was going to address Paul, I would just say kudos on the work you're doing now still to aid the planet. I mean, I wouldn't even know what to say.
Oh, time to offend you. We do not like people who are trying to aid the planet. That's offensive.
Okay. All right. Well, tell me why.
No.
Yeah, tell us what's wrong with that.
Here's what's wrong. The way you got your planet now, it's all messed up. You got little men running around who don't know their gods, who aren't ascended, running around trying to die and kill themselves and kill the earth and destroy it. Well, let me tell you something. If you were all that in a bag of chips, you would have destroyed this little ball of wax a million times over. You've got enough bombs and comms and ROMs and DOMs to come out here and blow this thing inside out. And you still haven't done it. So, you marvelous creator, what you're trying to do to save the planet. Honey,
no, I actually don't think the planet needs saving. I think the planet's going to be all right.
And it doesn't need helping, and it doesn't need
true.
And no matter how many landfills you open up and how much filth and garbage you dump in this earth, it swallows it up and spits it out and said, see, I can take it like a man, baby, pitching and catching. I got it both ways.
Take it like a woman.
Take it like a woman.
Yeah.
That's right. Then you
hey,
put everything under the sun, moon, the stars, and that ocean. You try to destroy it. Then you need somebody to aid the planet. Honey, this planet don't need your
aid. No, we're good.
It don't need nothing.
Okay. Ion, let me direct this. Hey, Dee Dee, ask Paul Shockley what he was doing. How does it relate to what Ion is? Ask him that.
Oh, well, it's probably
when he was here, he was channeling cosmic awareness, which Ion has ridiculed. Ion ridicules that whole movement. What does Paul think about what Ion's saying about him? Ask like your Paul's right there, just directed right at him.
What do you think about what Ion's doing?
It's a quizzical, remarkable position that's deniable. Because if you have a deniable position within the culture of the subgenius, then you can know that all is known within space and time, then the continuum, it must apply. And if it applies, then it has to be to some aggregate. And if it's not to an aggregate, then it's for naught.
Well, right on to that.
That's Paul. That was Paul's opinion. That was pretty good.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's very good.
And Vern was still hot.
He'll always be hot. What are you going to do?
No, do you mean Vern is still hot as sexy hot, Ian? Is that what you mean?
Of course. Muy caliente.
Right. Dee Dee, you knew Vern well, right?
Yeah, I knew them all really
well. Ask Paul if he has a message for Dave Worster.
Paul, do you have a message for Dave?
Get out before it's too late.
He's on his way. Don't worry.
Do you mean get out of his apartment, Paul, or get out of physical?
We said what we said.
Yeah,
just get
I got
out.
That.
Okay.
Well, you know, there's two big awareness groups going on. Will Berlinghoff in Australia and another woman, Olympia. I think her name's Michelle. Yeah,
ask about Wilbur. Ask Ian about Will Burlingham. Actually, Ian got pissed off at Will. Ian got pissed off at Will. Will said some bad things about us years ago.
Oh, really? I've never seen that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and Ian got mad, and bodies heads rolled in your scene.
Oh boy!
Ian.
Why can't we all just get along?
Angel sometimes.
It'd been funny. It would have been funny if it weren't so sad, but it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I know. It's well, hey,
so
you
Wow.
So Will left Canada and went to Australia, Didi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so what's
Will? Good advice. We told him to get out, so that's good.
He got married. He got married. And now he's doing awareness readings on YouTube.
We could see them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you make of what he's channeling, reading? What is he doing, Ion?
Just trying to find his way to some harbor in the storm.
Yeah, and trying to help others find their way, you know. I mean, that's all it is, really, is the words, you know, just working for that center
come
of
here,
the cyclone,
boy.
I guess.
Here. Come here, boy. Here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Throw the ball. Come on. Here, boy. Pitch. Come on. Here, boy.
Oh, you are
not. Look at his tongue. It's going faster than human can make it. So, Ian, is Will helping anybody with his words?
Himself.
He's only helping himself. Okay.
Well, there you go.
Well, on that note, we will happily bid you adieu.
Oh, no, Ian, come on. It's a holiday weekend. Let's have another beer, another round. Come on, Ian.
Happy days.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ian.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
And thank you for closing the show, Dee Dee.